I'm delighted to say Lorraine Webster, the lovely Lorraine, who I've known for a very long time and this morning couldn't remember what her surname was, from Old Tiger Stables in Soham. 30 years. What a success story, Lorraine. Well done.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Do you, what's the secret of your success, do you think?
Certainly teamwork and the people that you have behind you. There's masses of people, which is obviously what we put together last weekend. We had a big celebration weekend last weekend just to celebrate our 30 years. It's sort of made up of a huge team, past, present, and all types of people.
So was it a weekend long party?
It certainly was, yeah. Monday I was definitely feeling it, I'm afraid.
And it was Native Charity?
It was. We decided, obviously, 30 years being in business, especially in the horse industry, was quite a big thing. And we just decided it was really important to try and support a couple of local charities, which is what we did. And we're still totalling what the final figure will be.
That's good. What were the charities?
The charities are the Liam Fairhurst Foundation, so people around Soham will be familiar with that charity. And also there was another charity that we supported called the Crooker family. Lorna, the mum who I actually taught when she was little at Soham Pony Club, it's her little boy Jacob who has leukemia currently, so I felt it was something close to our heart that we wanted to try and support.
Absolutely, that's a really nice gesture. Tell me a bit about the yard and its inhabitants.
Well, we started 30 years ago with just a few ponies and horses, me, myself and I, just doing everything, the teaching, the feeding and everything. And we've gone from that to now, we've currently got 55 horses on site.
Good grief.
Yep. Between 250 and 300 regular riders, six instructors, various members of staff, 30 livery owners, and so yeah, mad.
That explains why you're so slim. Can we talk a bit about the general decline though in British riding schools? I mean, you're the success story, but it can't have been easy because there's so many closing down.
Yeah, and it's very, very difficult. It really is. But I remember my parents saying to me a long time ago, sort of give a good service, try to make sure that you're doing the job as well as you can, and make sure that you're. But I mean, for me, really, what mattered to me is that we wanted to teach people to ride
passion really that drives it, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the high insurance costs? Because I know that must cripple you.
Yeah, it's very sad really, but again, you have to sort of run a tight ship and try to make sure. I mean, we have all of our horses checked regularly for their backs, their tack and all sorts, so their general health and well-being is of utmost importance to us. We don't overwork them, they don't work hard, and we take great care of them, hence hopefully that does minimise, you know, things happening and people falling off and getting hurt. And
that's a possibility. Possibility, of course, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. But you have to then try to use your experience to match the correct people to the horses and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. How important is it you get the right instructor for the right rider?
Really, really important. Yeah, it does matter a lot. And at the end of the day, it's important that you're accommodating what each individual person is wanting to achieve from their riding, really.
Yeah, just going back to the high insurance costs, do you think we're becoming much more of a claim society?
Sadly, yes, yeah. I'm afraid so. But it's again just trying to make sure that we're doing the best job we possibly can, and hopefully people will see that and see that we're not, you know, we're not sort of going to make it difficult for them.
I know generally across the whole of the equestrian industry there is a problem keeping staff. There's a massive deficit across racing and eventing and all those things. Do you find that as well?
Not overly. I mean, we hope we've got the combination right where we do take care of the people that work for us. You know, they have in turn been very loyal to us, which is great. We've got an excellent team of staff currently and instructors. So, yeah, but it's not easy. It's difficult finding the good ones and the loyal ones, really,
I
suppose.
And I think, that, you know, you have to take into it is a vocation because it's very hard work and it's, it's unsociable hours and it's quite dangerous.
Yeah, definitely can be.
The importance of the Pony Club, I know that's actually how we met 100 years ago.
It was, that's right.
But, it's very important, isn't it, in this day and age?
Pony Club, yeah. And in fact, we've got our Pony Club Centre. We're a Pony Club Centre at Old Tiger Stables, and we've got our camp currently going on this week.
Oh, so my goodness.
We finished our celebration weekend and we were straight into Pony Club camp on Monday morning.
I can't think of anything worse. Do you think in some ways it's too easy to own a horse these days? That anyone can have one?
Yeah, I think it is. But then the reality kicks in and people then realise that actually that's the easy part, buying the horse. It's then the getting the correct horse in the first place, then looking after them. And everybody is so much busier these days as well, so it's trying to fit it into their working week. And you know, so it's not easy for people.
Finally, do you have any advice to anyone wanting to be in the business?
Yeah, go for it, really. It's hard, but you get a lot of rewards and well worth doing.
Lorraine, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.